Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Give him praise, give him honor, because he is worthy to be praised. We'd like to welcome you to Lively Stones Ministry now with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. We're glad to be here on this morning. No other place we'd rather to be and to pertain the name of the Lord for the goodness of God. We certainly glad that you're able to join us on this morning to listen in what the Lord is doing in this hour. I come to tell somebody, if it have not been for the goodness of the Lord, where will you be at this morning? And the goodness of God is often expressed as tov, which means good, which means translated to chase or love kindness or mercies or tender mercies, often combining goodness with God in a combination of him, the God Almighty. I come to tell somebody this morning that God loved you this morning with an everlasting love. The Bible souls declare, cast thy cares upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5 and 7, for he cares for you. God cares for your welfare, cares for your being. God have a plan. God have a purpose in store for you. You got to realize and understand that your eyes have not seen, nor your ears have heard, nor it ain't much entered into your heart, the things which God have already reserved in heaven for you. And you don't have to make reservation if you know him this morning. Glory to God. We're overwhelmed. We're beyond excited, amen, to come to you one more time. And when you begin to speak about one more time, I often speaks of that, much when I'm not in the studio. Pretty much everywhere I go, I don't take it for granted. Our life, my life, I don't take it for granted. All the things that God have bestowed upon me from years past until this day going forth, because I realize and understand that we don't know where we may take our last breath. We don't know where on what lies ahead and wherever we may go. But we do know this, that if we continue to hold out and hold on and continue to acknowledge him and recognize God and give him the honor and the praise and know he is the superior and the supreme and all-knowing and sovereignty God and the openness of God, the prominent God, amen, that what is more important than living a life that is fulfilled with the promises of God? The Bible souls declare in 2 Corinthians, that's 1st chapter, verse 20, all God promises in him is yea, and in him is amen. come to encourage somebody this morning. Nobody else can make promises to you that will be kept. God will keep all his promises. I just come to tell somebody that on this morning. And having said that this morning, we let us go into a word of prayer before we go in and forth anymore. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this hour. We thank you, Lord, for such a point of time. God, we thank you for our assignment on this morning. Lord, we come to you right now. Oh, Lord, just as humble as we know how. Oh, God, realizing and understanding we're just babes desiring the sincere milk of the word. God, help us in this hour that we may come into a state of reconciliation and to know you whom you say you are, for you are the Almighty God. Lord, I ask you right now to touch the minds and the hearts of your people everywhere, oh God, in every place, in every nation, oh Lord, all over this universe, oh God, because you are Yeah, before you said in your word, oh God, before the day was, you was, and I am he, saith God. And there's no other greater love that the Father hath bestowed upon us that we might become, we are the children of God, the sons of God, the daughters of God. So I ask you to touch that one right now, oh God, that in a decision-making process in their life, and I come against the spirit of uncertainties. I come up against the spirit of lack. I come up against the spirit of I'm not sure. I come up against the demonic forces of the enemy, and I counsel every assignment that Satan have launched out upon the people of God, and I release the fresh anointing of Jesus Christ. The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing of God. And the Bible says, declare, cast thy cares upon him, for he cared for you this morning. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I will give you rest for your soul in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. We want to remember now at this hour a very prominence figure, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Reverend Jesse Jackson was a icon, civil rights leader, very influential. It is with profound sadness that we announce the passing of the civil rights leader and icon, the Honorable Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson Sr., who died peacefully on Tuesday, February the 17th of this week in 2026, surrounded by his family. The Reverend Jackson ultimately earned his divinity degree after being ordained a minister in 1968. By 1965, he marched alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to push for black voting rights. Truly a pioneer and a trailblazer, and did a lot for our country, standing not just for black rights, but for all human race. So we just wanted to recognize that, and also come to call and coincide in the coalition of the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who was called into the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ in 1968. At the time, he was 27 years old, and he did the eulogy of Jackie Robinson, 1947, Jackie Robinson, in this Black History Month. Definitely recognize it, that Jackie Robinson broke the Black barrier. For the first Major League Baseball player in 1947, and Jesse Jackson died. Jackie Robinson died in 1972, and the Reverend late Jesse Jackson did the eulogy in 1972. Glory to God. So we just wanted to, you know, remember that and understand that where we at from then until now, and understand that that is the same God that whom we serve on today. Glory to God. But we are all one people, for one hope and one Lord, one faith, one baptism from the God, the Father of all, unto all, and all through you all. Glory to God. And I just want to come forth now as the Lord will give me the lead way to just say we also want to remember at this hour, and you know, we have to a lot of times put ourselves in position and put ourselves in folks' places, because we don't never know what people are going through and apparently how they feel. Unless we put ourselves in their places, we don't know when a loved one, unless you lose your mother or your father or your sister or brother, you know how I feel for someone to lose someone that is dear to them, that you can relate to what they're going through. So hands-on experience is the best experience, and we can always identify with someone who is going through such much of a travesty or some type of catastrophic, some type of unexplained thing that we can't explain. You know, God have all the answers to our every need and to our every problem, because he is Jehovah Elohimu, the Lord our God. They need Jehovah Elroha, the God who sees, and the God who looks high, sits high, and he looks low, the God who knows your every thought. And you search to and fro looking for an exit and a way of escape and a way of peace in your life, and you're perplexed and you're confused, and you don't have the answer, and you refuse to sit yourself down somewhere and allow the Lord to come into you and soak with you. The Bible souls declare, draw nigh unto God and God will draw nigh unto you. Put it in, put your work in while it's yet day. But when night cometh, the Bible souls declare that no man worketh. Glory to God. We want to remember Nancy Guthrie at this hour right now in the city of Arizona, here in our country, the United States. I'm sure everybody heard the news. This lady was abducted from her home on January the 31st, which is roughly 3 weeks ago to this day. FBI, police, force, and all of every police agency don't have a clue where this lady at this hour. But we know that God will prevail. And the enemy is on his warpath. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So we're lifting up the family as we continue to pray and lift them up. And for the entire Guthrie family on this morning, you know, and looking for some leads to get this woman back home, because you got to think about it. When you lose a mother and you don't know, uncertain, you don't know where your mother at, somebody took your mom, you know, so you don't know, you can't sleep. It's a worration, it's stress, but we know that God will wipe all the tears away, and we're gonna believe that this woman will be found soon, and the perpetrator will be brought to justice. See, we in the land of the free, and this land is number one justified by God. We don't pass judgment, but God will justify, and we always sit before the judgment seat and give an account for what we done in our body, whether it be good or bad. That's why the Bible souls declare, whatsoever thou do, let us do all in word or deed, and give thanks unto Jesus. Glory to God. by the Father, by him. Glory to God. Let's go into the word this morning. Our time is very short, so we definitely want to kind of move expeditiously and realize and understand that the enemy is public enemy number one, and he comes to be destructive, and he is the accuser. So the Bible shows the cloud over in the book of Israel, the book of Isaiah, that 14th chapter, verses 12 to 14. And quickly, I just want to read a little bit. How thou fallen thou heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. That word morning, as you look at that, that's a falling morning. What it was shining bright at one point in heaven, because he was in heaven with the Almighty God, where he at one point worshiped the Lord and came before the Lord with presence, with singing and gladness in his heart. At some point, but how thou down to the ground which just weakened the nations, for thou hast said in thy heart, this is the point we want to drive home, for thou hast said in thy heart, for the, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So whatever you allow to enter into your heart, or to come into your thought process, or to premeditate upon a subject, or to sit there and to entertain something that is evil, something that is betrayal, something that can divide you or separate you from God, can get you far from God. See, because God is after our heart. See, the heart. See, the love of God. The Bible says in Deuteronomy, that sixth chapter, around about that fifth verse, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy soul, all thy strength that is in thee. And to serve him with a clear conscience, with a clear heart, not out of obligation, not what God can do for me, not what he have done for me in the past. He's not a God that bargains or bribery. You know, God, if you do this for me, I serve you. No, just happen to have the fact that I woke up this morning, you, friend out there this morning, you woke up this morning with God on your mind, and you decided to that I am going to serve him, and I'm going to serve him wholeheartedly, and I'm not going to lose heart. And I'm convinced this morning a lot of people begin to want to fall away from the Lord, because the Lord is a kind God, but he's a patient God too as well. He's a long-suffering God. See, you can't fool God. See, if you go to a bank and you attempt or to want to get a loan from the bank, and you're looking for a substantial amount of money from the bank, and they're about to everything checks out, you check all the boxes, you got good references, you on time with your payment, character is good, everything is good, everything is looking great. But yet, though, they want to do some furthermore background, more investigation, they need more. But everything is looking good on your behalf, and it's about to come through after a while. And this is the same thing with the Lord. God knows your heart. God have stored something up for you. Prayers goes up and the blessings comes down. He sees your hard work. He sees, according to 2 Timothy, that 4th chapter, the 5th verse, do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of thy ministry. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. When folk is tired, folk don't want to hear the word. And when folk falling away from the faith, but you're staying faithful. You're staying faithful for yourself. You're staying faithful, amen, for your children. You're staying faithful for the people on the job. They see the light that is on the inside of you. Jesus said that a light that sitteth on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither man light a candle and put it up on the candlestick, but he put it on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that is in the house. And God is just about to move on your behalf, but you have to endure. You have to hang on in there and continually to hang on in there. As we see in the text that Lucifer, for thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the size of the north. I will exalt myself above the stars of God, and then I will be like the Most High. At this time, this prophecy that the man of God, Isaiah the prophet, began to write this in relations to the kings of Babylonia. And it was a warning to Babylonian, because Babylonian wanted to seize the land of Israel and to hold the people of God hostage. So this was basically a metaphor, and it was going towards the Babylonians and realizing and understanding, amen, a call for you to come into the obedience of God. But we know that man have attempted or have allowed himself to be the focus of attention and to tries to exalt himself. And how he tries to exalt himself is not giving God his due. See, there's only one God, and God have created this earth for himself. I heard the Bible says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And he also went on to say that whom shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place. So who, amen, who? We got to understand and realize on this morning that once our mind have been regulated, and once our heart have been not conformed, our mind have been not been conformed, but ye transformed, and our heart have been regulated, amen, to God, that God is the pulse and the heartbeat of our heart. But if we stay in coalition with God, we can begin to overcome. And how do we begin to overcome such something that we fight against spiritual wickedness and principalities in high places? Because we see in the text that Satan wanted to exalt himself over God because his heart wasn't in the right position. But worship the Lord thy God, one of the Hebrew words for worship is the word avah, which means to worship, but also means to serve and to work. Glory to God. To serve and to work in the high, in the Most High of God. God created the world in 6 days. Come on here. And he rested on the seventh day. Amen. And this is like us as being children or sons and daughters of God, and understanding that we just don't praise him or just worship him and serve him just because of 1 day or 2 days. We need to praise God, amen, and for as the bigger realm, on a spiritual realm, and on the atmosphere that we know that God is going to move on our behalf because the faith of God. We need to get up out of our comfortable zone and realize and understand that we serve a astronomical God, a God of resurgence, and you need to get plugged in into the word of the Lord, that you realize and understanding that God has for you, it is for you. And there is no secret what God can do in a one's life. God can turn a situation around, but you got to allow God to do his handiwork. See, you have been created in God's image, in his own likeness, glory to God. Because I come down the radio station to tell somebody this morning, you are somebody. But we got the whole fast. We got to continue to grow as a corporate group of people in the body of Christ and continue to uplift the name of the Lord, that we may all come together in the unity of the faith unto a stature, unto the perfect man, the Son of Jesus Christ, to come into the knowledge of God. The Bible says, declare my people perish because the lack of knowledge, that you're being ignorant, that you don't know who God is in your life and what God wants to do for your life. It's better for you now to know God now rather than know of God. A lot of people know of him, but do you have a relationship, amen, with God? But you have to worship and serve him. And how you worship and serve God is doing the work of evangelical, amen. The word evangelical simply means, amen, to work, amen, to me, simply means to spread the gospel of good news. It simply means the coming into an agreement with the gospel of the good news. The Bible says that how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of priests. I bring you glad tidings and amen of good things. Amen unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on here. To know who God is in your life. Taste and see that God is good and God have what's in store for your life. I see our time have quickly come to a close. Glory to God. Jesus is the joy of a one's strength. You can't do nothing without him. There's no way you can go round, no way you can go over the top. You must go through the door. Yes, yes, yes. The Bible says, declare to enter in. Amen. Through the door. Straight is the gate, is narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, but broad leadeth unto destruction. And see, and Satan took the broad way, and you see what happened to him. God's intentions for you is to have immorality, that you will live, amen, forever. And not just in the other life or internal life, but to live now for the abundance of mercies of God. For whereby you are a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, from our Father, that God have blessed you with spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and God have something in store for you, friend. I'm trying to tell you right now, there's no better place to be than in the word of the Lord, no other place to be in God, the refuge in the Lord. The Bible says, declare that Jehovah Maska, which means God is my refuge. It means that a pavilion, meaning it's a hiding place in God. And what God have, amen, for you is for you this morning. Understand and realize, can't nobody do you, amen, like Jesus. Glory to God. You know, I often go and I tell people, we come on this hour, 7:30 a.m., Lively Storms Ministry at 11 a.m., and they say they won't catch it, but they say that's too early in the morning. But guess what? We love the hour here at WCNO 89.9. We thank God for these fine folks for allowing us to walk through their studio and give us this hour here. And we won't trade this hour for nothing in the world, because I am an early morning person, glory to God, and the early bird catches the worm. I love getting up early in the morning and fellowshipping with the Lord, amen, and getting myself in a position, amen, where God will give you revelation, glory to God, because it got to be peace, be still, and God is the reason for our well-being. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Is our prayer. Amen. We
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.